It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Not exactly Rockefeller Center, but that's how we do it in West Palm Beach. That happened last night. We lit up Sandy, the big 35-foot-high, 700-ton sand Christmas tree. It's a good time. Good for you, West Palm Beach. They did a really nice job with that.
Oh, and you were there, and the mayor flipped the switch, and the Ferris wheel, I haven't seen it yet. I guess you can see it on the skyline. It's a big deal.
It's huge.
Wow.
It's called Ferris. That's Sandy's cousin, by the way.
Ferris.
He's in town. No, it's cool because you can get up there and you get a full. It goes. It's fast though.
Really?
That thing was moving fast.
People aren't flying out of it, are they?
No, like not whatsoever at all. We're okay. Not saying that.
Okay. Oops.
Christmas Karen. But I think they move it along quickly so you're not waiting in a big long line. So it's really good.
But the whole idea of it is to be able to see the big tree from
right.
from a loft. And if it's going so fast, you're like, hey, wait a minute.
We're going to have to go around again. So it's and this was the big deal, and they want to do it again. The Holidays in Paradise at West Palm Beach downtown last year was the number, from USA Today, the number one voted, reader voted, holiday display in the country.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do it again. So there's like QR displays that are on there. You can vote for it. And they're all over the places. You
go
down
USA
there.
USA Today.
You can see,
so. I love it. It's awesome.
It's going on all month long, too. And they got entertainment all the time. Clematis by night. It's a really, really nice job. Very unique.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
And you said, I was wondering, does the sand have lights in it? Or is it lit from outside aiming at the thing? I mean, how do you light sand?
Specifically for you, I did a special investigation. I got up close.
They have
lights on it, but also projected on it.
Yeah.
And it's timed with the music and all that stuff.
Oh, how cool. Okay.
I'm sitting there last night, and I'm going, well, Karen's going to want to know the answer to this.
Yeah.
So we'll take some pictures and find out.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
I just hope it doesn't pour down rain. What happens if it does rain? And does it get beach erosion? Or how
I was
does
asking
that work?
People that last night. 2015 was the year they had to like rebuild it
oh,
and
no.
do some work. Because that sand crew that's there, they're there for the whole month just in case.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, maybe they put a tarp on it or something. One would think.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Bunch of shellac. So you get up close to it, it's like... It's all hard. No, it's an amazing thing, though. Very,
cool.
Very cool.
Yay.
Headlines. This is a story to keep an eye on. I'm still trying to find some audio because he was on Fox and Friends this morning, but no one is posting it. Our CFO for the state, the chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, made a massive announcement yesterday. Florida, in our investment funds, because states are just like individuals, they take the extra surplus and they invest it, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Pensions and, you know, emergency funds and all that stuff. Well, we are pulling $2 billion out of BlackRock, the investment fund, because of woke policies. And it's called ESG investing, where they put up a rating for states, governments, corporations. BlackRock puts a social credit rating on how woke they are. And Patronis says, we're not going to get involved in that anymore. We're pulling our funds. It's a massive deal.
Yeah, they were pulling billions, what, $2 billion, $3
billion?
$2 billion. And they have $8 trillion in funds. I mean, they're like a mammoth investment company, mutual fund. But do you think that they're doing this EMS, whatever, on people yet?
Well,
like they are in China?
No, not really, just through companies, because BlackRock will put their investment, you know, as an investment firm, you know, into other companies, and they won't do it, and they'll punish other companies that won't. And here's your answer, because everybody's asked, what is going on with these corporations, retailers, and media companies, and all this stuff? What's with the push for the woke stuff? It's this, because they're afraid of not getting financing from companies like BlackRock, because they'll get a low ESG rating.
Is Balenciaga financed by BlackRock, and that's why they had the BDSM teddy
that's
bears?
A great question. I'd love to find out who's financing them. I don't know. But keep an eye on that thing, because I guess we're not the only state that's done it. That I didn't realize. There are several states. If this grows... That will have an impact.
And Missouri, South Carolina, they've all yanked their money as well.
Right.
But again, you know, they've got so much money that's involved with them now, it's going to take a lot more states to do it to
Very
make
true.
An impact.
Very true. But at least, it's kind of like with the migrant thing that DeSantis did. It's one of those stories where it'll have much more of an impact as far as social awareness, because now people are looking up for the first time. It's probably, I would look it up right now, one of the biggest Google searches is, what is ESG?
Well,
it takes a story like this for people to find out what's really been going on.
I think that maybe it's already happening to people, ESG. You're saying it's happening to companies and everything, but how much longer will it be
exactly.
until?
Right. That's the golden question. You're exactly right.
And then you have to ask, who's making the decision as to your credit score?
They are. Okay, companies like that.
We got Experian and we got, right, but who's actually the one, who's the arbiter? Like my daughter's like, Mom, why can't you be normal? I'm like, well, who's the arbiter of normal?
Keep digging.
Is there a board that says, okay, this is normal? What, you know, how can you do that with people? I don't get it.
I don't know, but they'd like to. So at least somebody's standing up to them. Anyway, as soon as that's posted, we'll find some of that Jimmy Petronas audio, because they're not backing down. They're really not. It's amazing. NASA's Orion spacecraft, by the way, lining up to make its final pass by the moon.
Yay!
The historic journey. Remember when it launched? That was a big deal. Before returning to Earth.
I think Snoopy's flying it.
I hope so.
Little Snoopy doll.
Well, we don't want Charlie Brown flying it.
And there's three dummies up there, too.
Well, what are their names?
I know the mind reels with that one on.
The Orion capsule has spent the last 15 days traveling into deep space. It's a big trip beyond the moon. It's expected to take the final lap around the moon Monday morning. It's a big deal. It's one of the first big steps to, you know, actually the manned moon mission, which is on its way.
It seems like everything went well for them. So
I think
this
so.
Is just the next step is putting people up there.
Right.
Yeah. So
three more dummies. Well, I don't know. We got some local football news. Are you ready for some football?
I am.
We have a new head coach of your FAU Owls.
Yeehaw.
He is Tom Herman. He is the former head coach at Texas and Houston. He's been hired as the next head coach at Florida Atlantic, replaces Willie Taggart, who was fired last weekend. Herman is, by the way, is 47 years old, so he's a young guy, could be there for a while, stepping stone. He's 54 and 22. Here's the big deal that stood out to me. He's 5-0 in bowl games.
That's big.
Isn't
because
it?
What happened was Taggart took them out of bowl eligibility with their loss.
Yeah.
The last one, and that's why they fired him.
Right.
And they're about to join next year the AAC.
Oh, so they're moving on
and
up.
And so they're like, well, you know, we need a coach that can get us A, into a bowl, and B, make us more, you know, respectable.
It's about the bowl games. That's where they make their money. That's where they get the publicity to recruit better. So listen to this. As he was coaching the Longhorns from 2017 to 2020, led him to a 32-18 record.
Wow.
And that's a tough conference that they were in.
That's a very tough conference.
Good for FAU. Good for him.
FAU's in the Lonely Bowl.
Still my favorite bowl name of all time is the, there was the Cheeto. Wasn't there the Cheeto Bowl or something?
Yeah,
or
the Cheeto.
And then they came by the Chick, but I love the Boca Raton Bowl.
That's a good one.
What bowl are you guys going to? Boca Raton?
The Boca Raton Bowl. The toilet bowl's always good.
So good for him. Congratulations. More news coming up. Apparently, Disney's going to play nice, and the state is saying, we're going to give you back your power. I think this is a deal struck between DeSantis and Bob Iger, who's back in charge at Disney.
That's really good.
That's another big deal. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. All right.
Sorry, it went on forever.
That was our deep dive. Our deep dive into texting and paging. Karen's News, that and a lot more coming up 8:30, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Hey, remember when, pretty recently, this was the greeting when you walk into Walt Disney World? It said this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages.
That was one of the things lost in the wokeness movement. Well, they got rid of boys and girls. What is it now?
Hello, friends, Jim Nance.
Yeah, which isn't that big of a deal, I get it, but it's a little example we got for you. Of all the woke stuff that happened that led to...
At least they're not rattling off all the pronouns. Hello.
Which I bet you was proposed.
Yeah.
They didn't go with that one. But there's been a big change. Take a little bit of the background now. Back in, last April already, that all of this stuff happened. Where the Florida legislature said, you know what? We're going to be taking away a lot of your self-run status for Disney. Because of your interference in what you tried to call it the Don't Say Gay bill. It was the Parental Rights and Education bill. And DeSantis stepped in and he said, well, no, you know, you're not going to have your own governance anymore. And a stunning reversal. Look what's happening now. Just announced yesterday. Florida lawmakers reportedly planning to let Disney World govern itself again.
So DeSantis became the parent again and let Disney know that you're not running the state. I'm running the state.
He's Daddy
and you
DeSantis.
Will act, yeah, and so you're in timeout. They're
right.
Grounded. And now they said, okay, we'll take politics out of Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
And they're like, okay, then you can come out of your room and you can maybe go on a date Friday.
And if you remember back in the time, back when all of this stuff happened, DeSantis said at a couple of different press conferences, if Disney behaves again, you know, it gets out of politics,
yep,
we'll talk about this in the future. Well, The future is now.
It's all about parenting. Disney is catering to parents and children.
Financial Times has the story. They're saying state lawmakers are working on the compromise that would allow Disney to keep the old arrangement they had in place, but with a few modifications. The return of Bob Iger is looked at and credited with the main change. I'm telling you, I'll guarantee it. We'll never find out, but I'll guarantee his first move coming back to being in charge at Disney was a call to DeSantis.
Yes. He said, what do we need to do?
Get off our backs. What do we need to do? And we'll play along. And he had that kind of like a town hall to reintroduce himself to Disney employees. And he did say we're going to calm down on the wokeness stuff.
Well, didn't they take the high heels off of Minnie Mouse?
I don't know.
They put sneakers
sure.
on her. I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. And it's, well, anyway, it's good because it's all about the children and families, and that's who their audience is. Know the room.
And the
Read
guy,
the room.
You know, Iger was the guy that brought in all the woke executives, though. So I don't know if they're really just, if this is just lip service or not, but if DeSantis is in charge, he could go right back to taking their governance away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep. Who's got the bigger paddle?
Yeah, who's in charge here? But that's an amazing, what a stunning reversal, though, huh?
Yeah, who's your daddy? DeSantis.
That's huge for Florida.
It is. It's big. I mean, tourism's our number one industry, so Disney's thinking, we are running the show here.
Absolutely. And they did forever. Nobody ever touched. Nobody stood up to them.
Can you imagine? No.
And then they were caught in between because Bob Chapek, the guy that just got fired, he wasn't woke enough for the woke people, and he was ticking off the Florida legislature and the conservative people. He was stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
They couldn't please anybody.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, Pepsi's not pleasing too many people with this one.
Oh, dear.
I think it's the worst marketing campaign of all time. Although they got us talking about it. Pepsi wants you to try Pilk. Pepsi plus milk.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
It's like a float.
It's an idea that went viral a few years ago, and they're jumping on it. For that, I give them credit. It's something that's happening already. Why not make some money off of it, right?
So you're going to put sugary Pepsi on, like, Fruit Loops that have tons of sugar?
Oh, is that the next step? That might be... Oh, God. I don't know. They're trying to get you to try Pilk for the holidays. Sounds so wrong. Including a sweepstakes, of course. And they've hired Lindsay Lohan. She's found work to do the commercial.
Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk. That is one dirty soda.
I added the part at the end. I am not doing this.
Dirty soda.
But if it's a viral thing already, I don't know, people are already doing it.
It's viral?
It's viral, say the kids.
Oh, that's right. Like, put NyQuil in your, was it spaghetti sauce?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what was it?
Oh, the chicken.
The chicken.
NyQuil chicken, that TikTok trend.
People are so stupid.
They also came up this is so gross. They also came up with some recipes for your Pilk. Like mixing in flavored coffee creamer.
Good God.
I'm using wild cherry Pepsi instead of regular. Oh, my God.
So Pepsi's just trying to become relevant because Coke is kicking their butt.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know.
My husband at the time came home with a Diet Pepsi when I had asked for a Diet Coke, and I ripped his head off. He's like, it's the same. I'm like, no, it's not. It's completely different than a Diet Coke.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the end. Was that the final straw?
Don't show up with a Diet Pepsi if I ask for Diet Coke.
I guess not. Wow. Might want to look at that caffeine addiction, Karen. I'm not too sure. We got some more headlines coming up next. We got to talk about Jimmy Patronis, our state CFO, taking our money out of BlackRock. It's actually a big, big deal. We got that, some other headlines too, some Christmas stuff to talk about as well. And a guy is crediting his dog for saving his life in a house fire. Long live the puppy dog.
Yay, and man's best friend.
That's another feel-good story. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. First, though, I don't know whether this is going to be as much of a feel-good story. Traffic and weather together. 95's been rough.
Oh, I'm Karen Curtis, News Talk 850 WFTL.
I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table. Especially Hitler.
Oh, God. And you know what? And there's Kanye in a nutshell. And you're sitting here wondering, well, hold on a second. I thought Elon Musk was for free speech. Why'd he boot Kanye off of Twitter? Well, there's an example why. First of all, A, you can't say things like that or think it.
No.
And secondly, how dumb are you to say it? That was on and here's a dynamic duo for you. Kanye and and I'm sure the thing got millions of hits and downloads and listens and all this other crap. I don't care. You can't. God, is he dumb?
He's lost all of his money. Alex Jones was the one that just had to pay a bunch of money too, because he was the
combined. How much have those two lost this past year?
Yeah, let's double down on with Alex Jones. What is wrong with him? Does he think that he has that much influence? You know, by the way, kids in China, what do they want to be when they grow up? They want to be an astronaut. Kids in the United States, what do they want to be when they grow up?
Yeah.
Social media influencer.
An influencer. This is where the priorities
guess
are.
Guess what? It's not, no.
Of course, the kids in China also want some freedom. But,
yeah,
you know.
It's true. But, man, you don't have that much influence, Kanye. Guess what?
Lots of developments with this guy yesterday. Goes on there, and he said what you just heard, which is just preposterous. And then Twitter owner Elon Musk. I actually think, Karen, this is going to help Elon's case and his cause, where he said all along, he goes, no, you've got it wrong. This is not, free speech doesn't mean it can just be a hate fest.
No.
Doesn't mean it's going to be a free-for-all. So by him confirming that he definitely suspended Kanye's Twitter account, I think it makes his case.
Yeah. Well, it had to be. He mixed the Star of David with a swastika in a tweet.
Oh, boy.
So Musk says that's got to come down.
Yeah, I think that was one of the tweets.
I think we put the interview up with him because he's wearing this black thing over his head.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that listening to that because I was focusing on the ridiculous stuff he was saying. Yeah, he was wearing, and it wasn't, but it's not like a mask or even a big hat. It was just like this bag over his head.
Yeah, it's like a black ski mask, but there's no holes for his eyes. So it's almost like he's saying this outrageous stuff, but he doesn't have the courage to show his face.
There's something wrong there. I mean, there's some serious. He's an amazing mix of, well, privilege, to be honest with you, because I think his ridiculous things he said his whole career has been passed on because he's made money for people. Mental illness, it's just flat out stupidity. I mean, and it's a real shame. This is a guy that could. He was on his way to telling the truth because he had inside access to so many things: entertainment, Hollywood, politics, fashion, and he knew the dirt on everybody. And it would have been great to expose corruption. But he's nuts.
He doesn't have any impulse control. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't know when to stop because he's lost everything. He's lost all of his, like, Balenciaga dumped him. Adidas dumped him. He's lost billions of dollars.
Wow.
He's lost everything, his family, everybody.
And where do you go now? It's like, okay, you can't even go to Twitter. That was one of his last social media outlets.
Parler no more. He was going to buy that. He doesn't have any money anyway.
Remember that? He was going to have his own social media outlet. Yeah,
good,
that's not
that.
Happening. He's probably just going to go away. Unless people like Alex Jones keep giving him platforms.
I don't know. Gets Baker acted and gets some medication and maybe, you know, he'll stop sounding so stupid.
Well, that would be bad.
Is that bad?
Because then he'd have to move to Florida first.
VJ still likes his music, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I love his music, but he's not playing with a full deck.
Yeah?
You know what, VJ? You're more tuned into the music world than we are. Is he still as big of a seller musically
yes,
as he
is.
Was?
Actually, we play some of his music on MBX.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think any of this stuff actually amplifies that and increases it, an interest in him?
Well, no.
No?
No.
Huh. So it's not changing anything for music, but he's still being played. They
yeah,
haven't
absolutely.
Taken him off the radio.
No, not okay. Like R. Kelly.
That's interesting. Right.
They've taken R. Kelly off the radio, like, altogether.
Yeah, okay. They really did, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wow. Well, this is interesting, too. What a development this is. This says a bunch of different things. First of all, it may trigger you because you're going to hear something about a vaccine, but also it should tell you that we have an absolute fentanyl epidemic in this country, and very few people are recognizing it. But researchers at the University of Houston Thursday, big press announcement. They have developed what they call a fentanyl vaccine. How crazy is that? The doctor who's in charge of it says it produces antibodies that bind to fentanyl and prevent it from getting into the brain.
Well, that's huge because, like, what, 100,000 people overdose on fentanyl a year?
Yeah, it's massive.
You know how many people died in the Vietnam War, America? 68,000. So more people die of fentanyl a year than died in the entire Vietnam War.
A couple of months ago, it became the official number one cause of death, get this, between people who were between 18 and 34.
Oh, my God. Well, this little 10-month-old kid was in the park, found a fentanyl tablet, ate it, and, you know, was overdosing.
Right.
They didn't know what it was at first, and then they went, oh, my God, it's fentanyl, and they gave him a Narcan shot. He was fine in 2 hours.
Wow.
But that's scary. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and it's all of it coming across the southern border. Dr. Hale.
From China.
I read this 2 weeks ago. Every ounce of fentanyl is produced in China. Dr. Hale is the guy from the University of Houston developing this. He says the best candidates for the vaccine at first are addicts who may be susceptible to relapses or those who may accidentally come in contact with the drug, including cops.
Yes, the cops can overdose because you just take a little bit on your skin. It can subdermal, you know, come through your skin.
So I'm guessing that this would be, I guess, a preventative kind of thing. So if you're at risk in the line of fire for, you know, coming into contact with, and that wouldn't be everybody, but if somebody's like a first responder or something, you would take this vaccine. You know, I don't know. And I know people are tired of hearing about vaccines, and there's a lot of questions
no,
about...
No, but this is a bigger epidemic than COVID, because it's just so... you don't even know if you're in contact with it.
Very much.
And,
absolutely.
And you may be taking a prescription pill. Like, look at Prince. He thought he was taking an opioid, maybe like an OxyContin, and it had fentanyl in it. You take these lace... They're lacing Xanax with fentanyl. They're putting fentanyl in everything.
Yeah, marijuana too.
Marijuana? Yeah. You could smoke it? Oh my God.
So some kid just looking to, you know, get a joint or a dime bag of something, all of it, had no idea that fentanyl's in it could wind up being a death.
Yeah.
The amount of accidental deaths through this are just astronomical. It's an epidemic and they won't recognize it.
Who were those football players? Remember down in Miami? They were from, was it Navy or Notre Dame or something?
I remember that story,
and they,
right.
And they had fentanyl in their pot.
And these are athletes.
Yes.
They had no intention whatsoever of... you know, getting fentanyl into their bodies. They just want to get high for the weekend or
something. That's right. It was laced.
So you have to be careful what you buy now.
Man,
you can't buy a bag of weed
anymore.
Is
there a test for fentanyl that you can test and make sure it's not in there?
I wish. I hope so.
Oh, that'd be
That's
fun.
The next thing, by the way.
They need to have a testing
Besides
thing.
A vaccine then? Yeah, a testing, like a contact testing kind
That's
of thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when like the 10-month-old eats how do they know that he's eating the fentanyl?
They didn't know what to give him.
Yeah. So how do they figure that out?
God, they saved him.
God. Man.
Well, this coming up next, I'm going to lighten this up a little bit. Most underrated Christmas gifts of all time. Boy, is this a sign of the times. Let me give you a hint. One of them is gas money.
Oh, like a gas card.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
More of it. That's not seen as a cheezo gift
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, but racetrack gas cards,
yes?
they don't have them on the turnpike racetracks.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Well, stay on 95.
Okay.
Except on a day like today, where the traffic is really bad. We'll update you on that, too, when we get back.
By the way, it was West Point cadets that OD'd.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And you would figure of all kinds of cadets,
yes,
they wouldn't, you know? All right, we got some headlines, too. And on that, coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Grandfather, I told this story a million times, but my grandfather came down from Nova Scotia when he was 15, and he went to work for the Boston and Maine Railroad.
Oh, he did?
And he worked there till he was 80.
Bless his heart.
He was so old.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
Like one job.
Yeah. He didn't get a single sick day either, did he?
He probably didn't. I have no idea.
One job his entire life. His resume was like on his business card.
Can you imagine, though, your kids leaving the country at 15, riding the rails, looking for work?
Hey, I'll just work here.
Right now, right. Hey, take care of that a lot more.
Are you
up.
Hiring?
Are you? Hey, you got any work? Sing for your supper. 10 minutes away from that and more in News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. I'm going to put this into the main headline story and start off with this one. To me, it's a feel-good story as well because it's making massive headlines now. It's really gaining a lot of traction because it's an unbelievable story. It's out of Minneapolis. It starts horrible, but it ends great. A carjacker who stole a vehicle with kids inside, chased down by the dad.
Yay.
Go, Dad. In the stolen van the carjacker was originally driving, Dad ended up rear-ending the carjacker, stopping the vehicle, and saving his kids.
They did a pit maneuver. Now, would you do that, Bill? Would you go and not like call 911? You just take the bull by the horns and go after him yourself? Because I don't think there's time to get the cops involved. You got to just do it.
There's time later for that. And he was with, you know, his wife was there to call 911. He took action.
Okay.
I think we all like to think that moment like that, you would do the right thing. I hope.
Your kids are in the car, of course.
But you don't know till you're in the situation.
That's true. And he was obviously calm under pressure because he was able to catch up to him and also get him off the road.
His name is Derek Gotchi.
And not hurt his kids in the car at the same time.
No, I should have said that. All the kids are fine. I mean, the story ended up great.
So he does a pit maneuver on his own car. Whose van did he take?
Well, here's the story, because everybody has a question about, well, why did you leave a van unattended? They were in, this is how brazen the carjacker was. They were in their car. They stepped out for a second. They were still standing by the car. They didn't abandon the kids. Even in that moment, the carjacker ran in and tried to steal it, and the kids were in the back seat, in the seats in the vehicle. So here's his wife at first, and then you hear from Derek himself describing the situation.
I see her taillights leaving.
I'm jumping in this van, and I'm going after my kids. Raced and caught up to him. As soon as he, turned sideways a little bit to get past the parked vehicle, I just hit the back of my truck and push him into this alleyway, trying to pin him against this fence.
I was not surprised at all. I was like... Yep, that sounds like my husband.
So but
did the carjacker flee on foot, or did they have him?
Then he got out, fleed on foot. I don't know where it is right now, whether they caught him or not, but the dad saved the kids.
Good for him.
It's amazing.
Wow.
And you know what's amazing? And good for the Minneapolis Police Department, because sometimes they'll step in and at the press conference for a story that gets that big, they'll go, we'd like to tell the community, please don't try this yourself. No, they were like, good. Good for him. He had to do something.
So what happens with the insurance company, though? Like, okay, so you wrecked your own car with another car. We're not going to pay for that.
It's like, we are farmers.
That's a new one.
Put that one.
I've seen it all.
Seen it all. Covered it all. How about that?
Yeah, I had to.
Man. Anyway,
good story.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
What a hero that guy is. And everything worked out.
I mean, carjackings are through the roof. Through the roof.
It's just crime over. You know, and they focus on the big cities, obviously, but crime overall throughout the entire country. It's just, it's on the rise. It's bad.
Well, what do you think about New York going after the mentally ill?
I don't know.
They think that's what's causing it. Well, I think some of them are the people pushing people in front of the subway trains.
I think it's people out on bail reform.
Yeah.
Because they know they're not going to face any penalty. They're hardened criminals now that were just released from jails
New
York after COVID, during COVID.
So they're saying, that's not it. It's the mentally ill. Which you can only baker for, 72 hours, and they're back out there again. It's just like the criminals you're putting through the revolving door.
It's just great. It sounds like a Joker movie.
It does.
All the criminals coming out in the city at once.
Not wearing any deodorant.
Well, we've got some good news for you. It's almost Christmas. How about that? Unless that causes you to be triggered and you're stressed out by the holidays, which I get. But they did a nationwide survey. The most underrated Christmas gifts this year are different, and they're a sign of the times we were just talking about. You know what ranks in the top three this year?
What?
They used to be seen as like a, you didn't put too much thought and heartfelt emotion.
A tie?
No, close. Gas money.
Oh.
In the form of a gas card.
Sure, that's big.
Nationwide, they surveyed thousands of people. One of the most coveted gifts this year, for obvious reasons. Gas prices are through the roof,
right? And a little can of electricity.
And just open it up, instant electricity. Just kidding. You're close with socks, though, because you know what shocked the people who did the poll? Pajamas.
Jambos. Jambos are something you can roll out of bed and go to work in.
No. That's when you've given up. No.
This like the plaid flannel ones.
And no offense.
I've given up.
No, you haven't. You still dress up for work and deliver the news.
Thank you. And I'm in silk today.
No offense to these folks if they're listening, but we did the Holidays in Paradise last night, downtown West Palm, lighting up Sandy the Christmas tree. I know it was for the holidays, but there was a family of four and they were all in their pajamas.
See, Jambos.
I think they gave up.
They've given up.
I don't know. You know what else is one of the, this is actually the number one most coveted gift this year that people responded, what do you want? Extra phone chargers and wire organizers.
Don't tell Diener, but that's what I got him. I got him a phone charger.
Wait a minute. We're doing Christmas gifts this year?
Yeah.
I thought we were taking a year off.
But it has.
Ah, great.
It has.
Now there's pressure.
It has a UFO on it. It says UAP charging up.
Oh, there you go.
It's so cute.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, to kick off the mysterious 9 a.m. hour on a Friday, we're going to shift gears a little bit and go a little bit fluffy, but it's important news if you're headed to some of the Orlando parks. Some big changes, and we're not just talking about the political stuff. Looks as though Disney, along with their new CEO, they're changing that park reservation system, number one.
Oh.
And no more limits on how many people they're going to let in the park. But what else is going on at Universal and SeaWorld and all the other stuff? We'll talk to Orlando Informer, our friends from there, coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.